It's Ted Stocks. Let's cut, roll back, restart. It's Ted Stocks, the premier useless podcast. Gosh, I'm exhausted because my little squeaky son was squeak, squeak, squeaking all night. He woke up and just got a little fussy, and we couldn't exactly figure out why, but poor little guy was just sitting there fussing for a bit, and we were like, oh, what do you need, baby boy? And we couldn't figure it out. And I was like, oh, shoot, I got work in the morning. I'm going to be so tired. But, you know, I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world. He's just the cutest guy I've ever seen in my life. Not what I'm here to talk about right now. Ooh, make the light! Okay, I made it. Whew. I mean, I had speed to do it, but I made it. Anyway, Oscars were last night. Oscars 2019. And not without some controversy. Whenever things like the Oscars are going on, I really like to check out Twitter and see what the general consensus is about, you know, the movies, who won, what their take on it is. And I feel like, and maybe it's just like where I saw, but a lot of people were not too happy with a lot of the results that happened. Now, a brief summary. Roma took home 3 Oscars. That's about Mexico City and growing up in Mexico City. Black Panther took home 3 Oscars. That's about Marvel's The Black Panther. And actually some cool things happened with that one, but, you know, there's controversy around it. And Bohemian Rhapsody took home 4 Oscars, which I think was the highest number for a single film last night. Again, not without some controversy. Green Book, I want to say 3. Favorite, 1-1. And what am I missing? Star is Born, I think, won 2. Yeah, Lady Gaga. And, like, Lady Gaga won it for Best Original Song. And then, I can't remember what else they won it for. Not sure. Maybe they only won 1. Anyway, I think every Best Picture nomination had one for something else. So just keep that in mind. Every Best Picture nomination had one for at least something else. Let's dive into the controversy, right? Why not? So Black Panther wins Best Costuming, Best Set Design, and I forgot what else they won, right? So it's the first time black woman has ever won Best Costuming. It's the first time a black woman has ever won Set Design, which is cool, right? Black Panther was a very predominantly African-American driven film, right? A good majority of the people that worked on Black Panther were, you know, black, African-American, whatever word you want to use there. Now, there were people that were like, well, you know, Black Panther wasn't even the best Marvel film. Right? So Black Panther is the first time a Marvel superhero movie has won an Oscar, I believe. Don't quote me on that. This is just the opinions and words I'm saying of Twitter, so it could be wrong. But people are like, why Black Panther over all these other amazing Marvel films that came out throughout the years? You know, you got like Avengers, or no, other Marvel films had to have won stuff for like best computer images and stuff like that. But people are touting like the reason Black Panther over other Marvel films and over, you know, other films presented that night was pushing a progressive narrative forward. And it's like, look, I don't care if you're pushing a progressive narrative forward. The set design and costume design on Black Panther was phenomenal. Like, it was really good. They had to create almost a whole new world. Like, they had to create a whole new country with out-of-this-world technology. Yet, deep roots into their heritage and history. That's cool, right? That's nifty. Where everything else was just a timepiece. Like, okay, how did they dress back in the 1800s Britain? How did they dress in the 60s? How did they dress in the 70s or whatever, right? I think out of the ones nominated, I think Black Panther was the most, like, original coming up with something. So, I'm like, yeah, cool, Black Panther. Set design, costume design, awesome. I forgot what else they were nominated for. Now, here's the second bit of controversy. Bohemian Rhapsody. It won 4 last night, which I think is the most that any film won last night. So, 4 things went to Bohemian Rhapsody. Best sound mixing, best sound design, and best editing. Right? Those are the controversial ones. And then best actor for Rami Malek doing Freddie Mercury. Which I agree, he did a phenomenal job as Freddie Mercury. That was great. I do not disagree with Freddie Mercury, Rami Malek winning the Oscar for Best Actor. Okay, he won Best Actor. Now, Best Sound Design. The argument I heard was, why did Bohemian Rhapsody win Best Sound Design when Queen, you know, a band from the 80s, 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I don't know when exactly their whole span went. When Queen was the one that wrote and produced all that music back then, and they just put it in the movie. And the example, the counterexample was like, think of a Star Wars, like the very first Star Wars that came out. All the sound design that they had to come up for the spaceships and the blasters and the aliens and all that stuff. That's designing a sound. Like the TIE Fighters, the iconic TIE Fighter sound, they took this noise of an elephant and they played it backwards, right? That's interesting sound design. And then sound mixing, it's like, okay, you know, you're putting together these, again, songs from Queen. I can't think of a solid argument, I guess, against that or for that, because I don't know all what goes into sound mixing. But I just feel like sound design, like the person working on that film and the person that got the Oscar didn't entirely design those sounds. You know what I'm saying? A Star Wars Episode 4, those sounds were designed for that movie. But I digress, right? And then the other one, the other really big one that people are like, why on earth is Bohemian Rhapsody winning this, was editing. A lot of people are saying that Bohemian Rhapsody had awful, awful editing. Now, I have seen Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't really see many other movies that were nominated for anything last night. It was one of the, I feel like this year was the year where I saw the least amount of films nominated in a long time. And I just think 2018, I wasn't able to get to all the films that I wanted to get to. But one person was like, here's just one example of why Bohemian Rhapsody should not have won Best Editing. And it's that scene where they're, you know, on the river at this cafe and they meet this agent for the first time. And it's just, people are talking and it's just bouncing back and forth to just different random characters that aren't even saying anything or aren't even really reacting. And the camera's just bouncing. Now, maybe they cherry-picked the absolute worst section of editing, but a lot of people were like, that movie had notoriously bad editing. I'm gonna admit, I don't have the most keen eye while watching the movie, because I tend to go to movies just to enjoy and relax, and I'm not nitpicking the editing so much, unless it's blatantly obvious, right? But I don't think it was as bad to a point where during the movie I'm like, oh my gosh, they're just cutting to different random people too much. Until I saw that clip on Twitter where they're like, just notice the editing. Don't care about what's going on particularly in the moment. Notice the editing. And I was like, ooh, that is jarring. Right? At least that scene. Again, can't speak for the rest of the movie because I can't remember the editing exactly perfectly. But that scene, oof, jarring. Ooh, rough. So, I didn't see anybody that was too upset that Rami Malek won Best Actor. So Bohemian gets at least one where the masses weren't too upset. Now, one that really has people just panties in a wad is Green Book winning Best Picture. Now, I hadn't seen Green Book. Out of all the movies that were nominated, let me see if I can remember all of them. You got A Star is Born, Green Book, Black KKK, Black Klansman. I'm not going to remember this. Bohemian Rhapsody. And there were like two more. Oh, no, there were eight total. Vice. I'm going to have to look this up, but I don't want to. Roma. Oh my gosh, I'm two away. I think out of all the ones that were nominated for Best Picture, I only saw Bohemian Rhapsody. But I wanted to see Vice. I wanted to see A Star is Born. At least my wife really wanted to see A Star is Born, so we're going to have to go check that out. Roma was on Netflix, and I saw it a couple times, and I've heard, like, oh, people are liking this, but I didn't really care to see it. Green Book, I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting, but again, don't really care enough to see it. Oh, Favorite was another one that was nominated. Didn't see that one. Didn't even know that was a movie until last night. So it's just like, I was just so disconnected from the Best Picture nominees. I was so disconnected. And the one movie I saw, I'm like, it better not win Best Picture. Like, it was a decent movie, but it's not Best Picture worthy. But then again, I hadn't seen anything else to really say, I think this one should win Best Picture. However, it goes to Green Book, and a lot of people were like, ooh, one, Green Book, not a phenomenal movie. A lot of people were saying, you know, it's not a crazy phenomenal movie. Two, even out of the contenders, like, even out of all the nominees, it wasn't the best one. And then three, all the nominees this year were weak comparative to other years or other Best Picture winners. So I saw a lot of people saying it was a weak year for the Oscars, it was a weak year for the nominees. And I think the Oscars are in a goofy place right now. And let's roll back. It starts with, hey, Kevin Hart, will you host the Oscars? Yeah, sure. Then somebody dredges up something Kevin Hart said on Twitter a while ago, and Kevin Hart's like, look, guys, I'm sorry. I've said some awful things in my past. I hope I can move on. I hope we can move forward. And then everybody's like, no, you said it once. That's final. And then he's like, I think he got enough of a good name behind him where people are like, okay, you can still host the Oscars. And he was like, you know what? I don't want to detract from the night at all. And so the Oscars are like, oh, shoot, well, who else are we going to get? And apparently they asked some people before Kevin Hart and some people after Kevin Hart, and every single one of them was like, you know what? Nah, too much controversy there, right? You hardly win when you're the host of the Oscars. You hardly win. So they didn't have a host last night, right? And Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph, they made a joke about it at the beginning, but okay, so you start off on the bad foot with the host debacle, and then, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, the Oscars aren't inclusive and political enough, and then you have another set of people that are like, the Oscars are just way too political, let's just enjoy movies, right? Oh, representation, why aren't, you know, these people being represented? Oh my gosh, let's just nominate and, you know, give it to the person that did the actual best work. So, the Oscars can't really win anymore, right? Plus, I've held the long belief for a while that the Oscars don't go strictly off the merit of the work. Oscars get bought. Do you know how much money gets put into nominating, like, to having a film nominated and win? It is a lot of pandering. It is a lot of brown nosing. It's a lot of, you know, sucking up to the Academy. Which is just dumb. There's politics in the Oscars, but it's not so much of, like, a progressive movement and, oh, liberal agenda that a lot of people say. It's like, no, it's just money. It's money getting thrown around, and the Oscar goes to the person that decided to pay the most for whatever one it was. Like, Oscars get bought. I'm not gonna say I would be surprised if it was 100% true. I don't know exactly how true it is, but it's a night ripe with controversy, and it's Hollywood's biggest night, and would I love to win an Oscar someday? Sure, that'd be cool. My acceptance speech, if I ever won an Oscar, I would get up there, grab the trophy, lean into the mic, thank you, and then I'd leave. Boom. Two words. Shortest Oscar speech ever. I think the record right now is 6. I'd cut that down by 2/3. Anyway, I'm gonna go into work. Oscar ranting, fini.